Well, hello there. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Kelly. I love your Christmas tree.
Thank you.
I love your Christmas tree.
Thank you. This is Don's grandfather's Christmas tree. Don and his grandfather were incredibly close. He was in end-of-life care when we met, so I really didn't get to meet him other than in the hospital. But I knew how close they were, and one year I asked his mother if she had anything from him, and she said, well, I've got his Christmas tree, and Don always loved it, so I was able to give it to him for Christmas one year. So it was very cool.
I love that. Oh, my God, so you gave it to him as a Christmas gift? That's
yeah.
So sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I brought a family heirloom as well. I didn't figure out a place to hang it where you could see it. But this is my stocking.
Oh, I love it.
And if you can't tell by my gray hairs, I was born in 1978. I have an older sibling. And for my whole life, my stocking, I don't know if you can tell with the camera, hung the opposite way of everybody else's stocking in my family.
Oh, wow.
And one year when I was a teenager, I was helping decorate. And so I hung up the stockings and wondered where mine was. And I said, Mom, where is my stocking? And she goes,
oh, no.
So Casey was our dog.
Stop. Stop. Oh, Char.
So now that I'm a parent, I'm like, oh, at some point I was probably old enough to notice I didn't have a stocking. So they remedied it really quick and then just every year forgot. So then it became a thing. And every year they'd get me a new stocking. And I was like, I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't want it. So I hang my backwards stocking every year because I'm like, this is my damn stocking.
Right. Oh, that's fantastic.
Reminds me that I'm not the only mom that struggles. Because I was a teenager and still never got a replacement stocking.
Right. Oh my gosh. That's hysterical.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. We're excited to be releasing this episode at holiday time. We taped it back in August when we were in Colorado learning everything there was to learn about how to successfully have a podcast.
I am so excited. And I'm still dreaming of that podcast booth for those of you that are watching. It was a pretty ideal setup, other than it was really hot.
I was to say, other than 90 degrees, I sweat a lot during it. I apologize. Maybe just like sit back and don't get too close while you're watching it. Zoom out. But yeah, it was, cozy and comfy and all of the best equipment.
And it shows how amazing we are because we thought we had 10 minutes and they gave us 60.
A lot more than 10. I mean, we were really in there. We had everything that we wanted to say prepared. And they were like, all right, you're ready. Your hour starts now. We're like, I'm sorry, what? But I think we did pretty good. We had a lot to talk about. I feel like you and I always get into this situation. And whether it's just about us being casual or talking about business, we could go on and on and on for hours. So I'm not surprised we handled it well.
Well, we figured it turned out to be a perfect summation of our year, even though it was August, which is why we're doing it for the holidays. We hope you guys enjoy it, and thank you for joining us.
Today's episode is sponsored by Selena's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria in Rochester, New York. Selena's is celebrating our 25th year in Rochester, and we are proud to continue offering fresh-made, Mexican-inspired recipes that are affordable and served by Rochester's best. Check out our event space for private occasions, as well as our catering menu for groups of 10 to 2,000. Looking for something different to do? Selena's hosts monthly tequila tasting classes, as well as corporate team building seminars. Check out the website to learn more, selenas.com, SalenaS.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Kelly,
the host of Getting Real with Bossy, the real, raw, and honest podcast about small business ownership. With our experience, 9 businesses and over 25 years, we continue to bear it all and share what we wish we had known.
We move past the must-be-nices and start getting real. Come along as we interview small business owners and get the true story.
Welcome to Getting Real with Bossy, Denver edition.
Denver edition, yes.
Where we are spreakers.
We are spreakers. We still haven't figured out what that actually means yet.
It might be a streaker that speaks.
Right. Or a streaker that steals speakers.
Yeah.
Maybe.
A streaker with a speaker.
Streaker with a speaker.
But that's for a different day.
Totally different day. We're at the Podcast Movement Conference in Denver, and we are learning so much. Some things are really intimidating. I don't know. We've kind of tried to split it up, so we're all seeing different things. But I'm getting a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I don't even think this goes into imposter syndrome land, but there's so much I don't know. And I'm like, I need a glossary. What is a KPI? I actually know now.
No, I don't know. What's a KPI?
It's like what you do to find, I don't know. I have no idea. I did look it up. Look it up right now.
All right.
But I feel like I need a glossary, and I feel like I'm so behind, because the reason that we did this was because we wanted people around the country to hear what we're doing and to hear.
It's a key performance indicator.
Key performance indicator. These lights are hot.
They are. It's been so cold here.
So cold.
So cold.
It's 100 degrees outside. It's about 52 degrees inside.
Yeah. And then these lights are like very warm. So if we start sweating profusely.
I mean, I just sweat in general.
For those of you that can see us. Those of you that can't see us, just know that we're sweaty.
We're sweaty. So sweaty.
But it's just the two of us. So if we smell, it's okay.
Exactly.
So yeah, I feel like conferences can go either way. Like I've went to a conference once because we were going to franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And we took this whole week and we were going to invest in ourselves. And we got to go to, I think it was Philly, and it was amazing. We even took extra time to have alone time for Aaron and I. And then we got to the conference. And after the first day, I was like, I don't want to do this.
Right.
And he was like, and I was like, I don't want a franchise. I was like, this sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't want a business partner. Right. I said, I'm never going to have a business partner again. And now here we are.
Yeah.
But I was like, done. And then we just like kept hanging out in Philly for like three more days.
Right.
But I feel like it can go either way. Mm-hmm. Like you either get overwhelmed.
Right.
Or you get like empowered.
Right.
Where you're like, oh my God, I can do everything. And you're like, wait, I only have so many hours in a day. I can't do everything.
Right. And I think I've had moments where I was empowered. I met with Speaker Lab, which was it was amazing. And like, they teach you how to become a professional speaker and to do paid engagements across the country. And it's a really great program. And I was like, okay, so if I give Amy this responsibility and I shift things a couple of ways, I can maybe fit this in. Yeah, I have a whole sheet for
it's
you.
It's a Knox pen.
It is a Knox pen. You know, if I could shift stuff around, maybe I could do it. And I was like, I'm getting ahead of myself. Like, I can be a 50-year-old professional speaker. I don't need to get it all in today. But the other stuff is so overwhelming. And I feel like the reason that we got into this podcast was because, take those shoes off. Nobody can smell us. Get comfy.
Okay.
Getting comfy and cozy. I'm just going to lean back a little bit. Okay. Lean in here. Here we go. We got into this because we wanted to get the message of Bossy out as far as it could reach, because we want to expand. We want to have chapters throughout the country. We want people to know these amazing stories. So we did the podcast and we had somebody who could lead us through it. But now I'm like, there's things that we probably would have benefited us to do ahead of time. So I think when we start our next podcast, as we have a new group that's including men, we can kind of start things a little bit differently and with a little more knowledge, which I think will be helpful.
Well, it's like when you start your first business.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, because it is. And, you know, a guy I was talking to this morning was like, you have to treat this as its own business. Like, you can put it all in the Bossy, umbrella, but this is its own thing, and you kind of have to treat it that way.
Right. So it's like, we're doing it because we want to expand Bossy and get more voices heard, but we're doing it in a very different way. Bossy is a very organic, small, localized support group.
Right.
Whereas Getting Real with Bossy is being like, hey, world, you should hear these stories.
Mm-hmm. And what I keep hearing when people are talking, like, you need to give your elevator speech, and it's got to be quick, your pitch. And, like, the best podcasts are the ones that are solving a problem. And I was like, do we solve a problem? And then I kind of marinated on that for a while, because there are podcasts that are just there for entertainment.
Like, yeah.
No doubt. And they're good. But they're not what people are really searching for. They're things that word of mouth is building those. So if people are searching for us, what are they searching for? And I was like, well, we're showing like the whole part of owning a business. We're not just talking about the pretty parts. We're not just talking about the easy parts, but all of the yuck.
Yeah.
All of, you know what? I wrote it down when I met with this guy too. And he's like, what's different? Oh, here it is. I'm like, we give the tools, not the fluff.
Yes.
Because I've been to so many events, small business events, and they're like, tell how great it is and what you should do and how amazing it is to run a business. And then you'll get this and this and this. And I'm like, oh my God, please be honest with these people. Like, you're not being honest at all.
Yeah. It's so, like foster care.
Yeah.
When they were like, oh, you have to watch out for all these behaviors. And you're like, sometimes kids are assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All kids are assholes. Like, and you start there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody tells you the crap.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I think that's what makes us different.
I was in a small group earlier, and the gentleman that was running it, it was about blog posts for your podcast and how to incorporate them and what to talk about. And he was saying that he uses Grammarly because his grammar is really bad. And she said that if she was going to follow a podcast or a blog about entrepreneurship and they didn't have proper grammar, she wouldn't follow it. And I was like, why?
Right.
And I used the example of the newspapers are written in fifth grader language. She was like, nobody reads newspapers anymore. And I was like, well, they've been doing that forever for a reason.
Right, exactly.
Because everybody can understand what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're going to have keywords and stuff. And you're going to have words that we talk about that other, like KPI.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you're like, wait, what is that? Everybody does that because it's a specific item related to that topic.
Right.
But the rest of it should be conversational, in my own personal opinion.
I agree.
Because we're people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to prove that I have a doctorate in English. I want to prove that I've been through some shit and hopefully I can keep you from going through that shit. Or I really need help on this and I'm hoping you can help me.
Right. And I think that's an interesting point too, and how we need to kind of keep that raw and real, because it is, those are our values. And we've learned a lot today about AI, and I don't know how anybody feels about it. I feel many different ways about it. I'm like, it's the devil, and oh my God, that's going to save me so much time.
I know, the same way.
So
like, I hate it. Please do it.
It's very hard to reconcile because it's so, like building websites now, I go in and it takes me not a lot of time. I won't say how little because some of you pay me to do it. No, just kidding. But it has gotten a lot easier. And even if I don't use exactly what it gives me just different ideas. And I really like that. But some of the stuff I'm like, oh my God, that's like, where have we come to in society that
it's
this is a good thing?
I played with it. I've been anti-AI, mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm just going to try it. Just go see what happens. And I plugged in a couple of different things and I was like, oh shit, that's good.
I know. I'm excited to play around with it a little bit. I downloaded a couple different apps that the one guy, this gentleman was from France and he was very much from France. So I was like having a hard time listening or paying attention at the beginning because I couldn't understand everything. But by the end I was like, oh my God,
I can
listen to you
French.
Talk all day. All day I'll listen to you. But he had some really great points and a bunch of different apps. So
nice.
Downloaded those to kind of see what options we have. Just in general, not just for podcasting, but there is a lot
as business owners, like and some of the stuff here is relevant to other work, right? So like we still need to promote our businesses. So as much as we're trying to sell the podcast, we're trying to sell our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I have like side notes.
Yep. I've got columns. Like this is a Bossy column, this is a Marshall column, this is a Union column, this is a our next phase when we take over the world column.
Yeah. You know. When we have the big place. That mansion on East Avenue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's this amazing mansion on East Avenue that hopefully will be for sale still when you see this. And then you can all be like, you guys really deserve it.
We'll let you all come and stay.
Yeah. And you just like want to sponsor us.
GoFundMe. And then everybody who donates gets to stay for a weekend throughout the year.
Would you do that or like a Kickstarter?
I don't know.
I feel like you might do a Kickstarter because then you can have levels.
Okay.
Like you donated $10,000.
So now we're talking about crowdfunding.
Which I didn't go to the crowdfunding one today.
I didn't either because, I mean, I get crowd. I've done it.
Right.
Then I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a lot of things I wanted to go to. So there's different stages. There's like marketing and growth, society and culture, the middle one, which I haven't gone to anything there yet, and monetization. And I thought that's really where I needed to be until I'm like, they're talking to people that have been doing this forever or have like hundreds of episodes. I'm like, we need to figure out growth and marketing and how to get the message of these amazing women out to the world. And then we can figure out how to make money. But still, if you want to donate money for the mansion on East Avenue,
they did just lower the price not that long ago.
I saw that. I know I follow it, so I get updates. I'm like, oh my God, I just got to stop following
this. Is this guy going to get mad that I'm like climbing on his couch?
I don't think so. I
mean, I've been sitting in like awkward chairs all day.
I mean, people, I move this closer. Several people have been in and out of this couch. I think it's okay.
Right?
Yeah. We're just going to snuggle up. Just like, what's that cat and Nat?
Right?
When they,
Hey, cat and Nat.
Hey, cat and Nat. When they, yeah, right? When they record from the one woman's bed.
That's
That's when you know. That's when you know you have arrived. Like, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you could just record from bed.
Exactly. Like, no, it's too loud out there. We're just getting in bed. I feel like there's a bottle of wine in there. Yeah. Maybe some snackle box.
Ooh, a snackle box. Union Tavern snackle boxes for sale box. Today.
So good.
UnionTavern.com.
Mm-hmm.
No, Union Tavern Seabreeze.com. We both corrected it. Yeah, Union Tavern Seabreeze.com.
Although there is the Union Tavern and it's like across the country in Washington or something and it's really cool. Yeah. So I got in calls several times for and like, you're calling during dinner. They're like, what? I'm like, oh, you're not calling for me at all. You're calling for somebody on the West Coast. But
SEO. See, it's back to SEO.
I barely know what those letters stand for.
Search engine. I do know that one.
I know you do.
And I know, like, cost per click.
Yeah.
He was saying, like, CPMs earlier, and I don't know what that means. CPMs. What does CPM mean?
I don't know.
Cost per thousand. So it's impressions. That doesn't make any sense.
Impressions.
That's stupid. That's stupid. When the three R's were reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one R.
Right.
Anyways.
Yeah, so we're learning a lot. We're really excited. Should we talk about the last episode that we taped that hasn't aired yet?
Ooh.
I feel like these might come out around the same time.
Okay.
So, or we can, I guess we can decide whenever they come out because it's our podcast.
Spoiler alert. We interviewed our husbands.
It was something.
Who are both here?
They are here. And they're not standing outside, which means they are at a session.
Yes.
Learning.
They're dividing and conquering for us.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And they think they have a future in podcasting, too.
I don't know.
I think so.
It took them so long to get comfortable that I want to have them on again.
I know. So, yeah, we have started the new group, Boss Ing, Business Owner Support Services. So that is a group that is for men and women. Because we had been reached out, several men had reached out and said, I just really wish there was a Bossy for us. And like, well, there can't be, but there can be a group. There can be a space that we create. So we've started that. We're having our, from this date in August, we have our third meeting coming up. And so we decided the first step into possibly a new podcast would be to interview Aaron and Don. It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It's a lot.
It could have gone anywhere.
It really could have. I'm kind of surprised it didn't go some places, so I'm glad for that. But
ketchup on hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was very interesting, and I'm excited to get that one edited and
I know
out to the world and see what comes from them. Because I don't know. After this week, I feel like there's something brewing.
Oh, and I think that we've come up with 5 more business ideas, mm-hmm. and we were only together, like, for, like, an hour.
Yeah. Well, being around people who, there's just so many ideas, and there's so many different podcasts, because obviously they can be about anything, and judging by some of the attire, there is some very interesting podcasts out there, but it just being around all of that creativity, I think, is makes you feel more creative and you can conquer the world. And when you get into a session and they're saying things that you do understand and you know all the acronyms, you're like, oh, I'm smarter than somebody in this room. I can do it all.
I can do everything. The world.
Yeah, I'm going to be a speaker and make $200,000 next year, which is what one thing he said. I was like, that's not going to happen. But
maybe.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I should have gone to that one.
Oh, it was a meeting that I set up. So the one cool thing about this, the app for this is pretty amazing because it has all of the attendees, it has all of the sponsors, all of the exhibitors, all of the speakers, and you can reach out and set up appointments with them. So I've had 2 appointments so far, one with one of the presenters and one with Speaker Lab. So it was really neat. And I have one set up for Paramount tomorrow. So
they took it?
So far, it looks like it, yeah.
You didn't even tell me.
So, yeah, so I have 1,000 ideas of ways that we can make our podcast and our story into a limited series on, well, I always thought Netflix, but Netflix isn't here. So I'm going to try.
Cut that. our dream has been Paramount.
Our dream has been Paramount. Right. What's wrong with me? I'm the worst. That was what I knew. I had no idea. No, I don't even need to cut that. I had no idea that Paramount was even in the podcasting world, but there's this whole Paramount Audio. So I was reading up about them. So now that I know, I'm super excited to meet with Paramount tomorrow and do a little pitch and just see even what it is that they're looking for. I don't even know that it's the opportunity to pitch something, but like, if we were to, what are you looking for? What are the steps? Give me your card. So yeah. I can go from
there. Do you have the media kit with you? Should we show?
I sure do.
Those of us that are watching us with eyes and not ears.
Don taped it all up for us.
Oh, I love it.
So if anything happened to our luggage, like, I don't know, we landed in the water somewhere, it was...
I'm like, this is intense, Don.
Waterproof, taking care of these. Takes his job very seriously, and his job was to
handle... This is an intense bag.
So, this is our media kit. We're really proud. So, yeah, it's just got our information, who we are.
This amazing picture from Sue.
So amazing. And our audience, and I did fib and say that Denver, Colorado was one of our top five markets, but I'm prepared to explain why. And then our top episodes and our sponsorship packages, and then all information about Jazzcast Pros. But go back to the sponsorship section. If anybody is interested in becoming a sponsor, we would love to have you, obviously. Kelly and I fund a lot of what happens in Bossy, and now with our membership, it has been super helpful, but we're always looking for additional sponsors.
Look at that.
But yeah, sponsorships are always something that we're looking for, and it's interesting to see there's a lot of that happening on the monetization stage, which I think we've broken up now because I can't keep listening to it.
No.
But there's neat ideas for sponsorship, but obviously we always want to go to our listeners first. Because you're obviously here and believe in what we're doing. So we would love to have you as a sponsor, whether it's an episode or even a season sponsor. So my little plug for that. There you go.
Plug, sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
BossyRockROC @gmail.com.
That's right. That's us. We'll take your money. You can do that. Or if you want to sponsor the buying of the mansion.
Yeah, that too.
Can you imagine? This place, you guys, is no joke. It's pretty amazing.
The fireplace on the stairs sold me.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a landing halfway up the stairs that has like these beautiful windows and this fireplace. And I was like, that can just be my room.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. I'm going to sleep by the fireplace. It'll be fine. You having fun?
I am.
You're here with your kids, huh?
I am.
How's it going?
I love them so much.
Like, they're so not much. Listening. Well, maybe they will be. Who knows?
You never know. Yeah. No, they're great. They're not here.
They're not in this room with us
right
now. The upside
of having a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Almost 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She is currently taking them on a scavenger hunt, so I should probably check my phone throughout the hotel. Make sure that nothing has happened.
Did she make up the scavenger hunt herself?
No, they have one in the hotel.
Oh, do they? Do you know there's an escape room?
Yes.
I know.
You want to do it later?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. After the free drinks?
Yeah.
It should be fun.
Oh, actually, I don't know if I can do it with Don.
That's true. He's
intense.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Well, maybe with just four of us,
yeah,
be
I think
okay.
I'll be fine.
We had too many people last time.
Yeah, he got overwhelmed. He got real overwhelmed. But yeah, it's a neat hotel. Just an escape room. Clearly a scavenger hunt. There's a huge pool.
There's a lazy river.
Maybe I'll just go in the lazy river. Although the free drinks, no pool after that.
No,
that's not a good sign. Not a good idea.
So yeah, I'm good. I haven't gotten any weird phone calls from work.
I have, and I'm going to not talk about it right now.
Okay.
It seems that a lot of changes happened in the last couple days.
In the couple days you were gone?
Yeah, and I was like, all right, are you handling it? Yep. Okay, great.
I needed to cut hours and two people quit.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool. Mm-hmm. Can we just start there?
Right? This is much easier than me having to let people go.
Right? That's what I always say. I'm like, if you just give it a day or a week, it'll like work itself out.
It usually does. I find it does.
So we have a lot of employees that are related right now.
Okay.
And
that's fun.
So my family is very large in the fact that, like, I call people aunt and uncle that I have no blood relation to.
Right.
Like, I call people cousins that are, like, my fourth cousins. Like, it's all the same to me, which was very confusing for Aaron.
Yeah.
So I understand the family dynamic a little bit from that background. Mm-hmm. So, like, they might say cousin, but they might not mean cousin. So at this point, I'm pretty sure 60% of my staff are related in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
So I had one guy that was the uncle to another guy and needed something done at his house after work. And the nephew said no. So he quit and walked out.
I'm sorry. I think I missed
something. So they were working together, uncle and nephew. Mm-hmm. Uncle asked nephew to come over after work and help him with something.
While they were at work.
Right. Uh-huh. Nephew says, no, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Uncle walks out and quits.
Well, I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Uncle had the job first, too, and bought in.
Logical. Nephew. You think it was like a rage quit? Because we have some of those sometimes. We're like, ah, I'm out of here. And then like three days later, they're back. Like, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, no, we don't really bring back rage quitters. Mm-hmm. Because they generally are just going to rage quit again.
Yeah.
We had one of those recently where they were like, oh, I thought he was doing better. And can you believe that he... And I was like, yeah, because that's how he left last time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty big with the no takes and backsies. I'm pretty...
You have to leave on good terms for me to take you back.
Right.
But now that we have a management team, I leave it up to them because they're the ones that they're... And I'm like, you know my idea. Mm-hmm. You know, someone called in sick twice in the first 10 days of work. I wouldn't employ them anymore.
Right.
Do you think that they're telling the truth?
Mm-hmm. So many pros and cons of management teams.
You know.
Like, I think it's hard on business level, businesses our size, to really let go of some of that stuff. Because sometimes I'm like, that's a choice. But that's I have to, just because it's not my way doesn't mean it's wrong.
Right.
It may not be as efficient just because I may know more things. But if it still gets done, it's just got to sit back. Yeah.
I'm never going to be like, no, you can't fire them.
Right.
But I might be like, hey, next time we should approach this way.
Right.
Or how could we have gotten or not gotten to this point? Mm-hmm. Like that whole restorative process of like, this is where you ended up. Nobody was happy. At what point did you know that this was going to head that way? And could you have stopped it?
Right.
You know, could it have been a simple conversation of like, hey, you seem really off lately. Can I help you with anything?
Right.
And a lot of times it just snaps people out of it because they don't even realize they're carrying all that in.
Right. Yeah, that's a hard thing to teach, though.
I know. I want you to teach it. I keep telling people to hire you to teach it. Just because
I was going to say, because I think Christina just sent me a message. Was that from you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, good to know.
I'm like, you should employ restorative disciplinary techniques and restorative justice. And they're like, do you know about it? And I'm like, yes, I know about it, but Kelly's trained in it.
I love it.
I'm like, you should hire her.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the thing I miss most other than the students from Hillside was that program. I loved teaching it. I loved seeing it work. I loved when people were like, not a chance. And then they were like,
yeah,
you're right. Like, and I don't always need to be right. Don, if you're listening, shut the fuck up. It's nice to see somebody when you believe in something so much and somebody's like, never will that work. And then they see it work. That's a beautiful moment because that's growth for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's such wonderful outcomes. So I think that's not out of my future.
And it's hard too, right? Because as an employer, you're just like, fuck you, you're fired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're screwing up my entire life.
Exactly. You are so toxic, this has to stop.
And there are people that just has to happen.
Right.
But usually you can get around things and you can have a better team when it's all said and done if they're working together.
Right.
And learning about each other. So you have different belief systems. You have different cultures. Mm-hmm. You have different ages. And we're all human.
Right.
And then the way I look at it, which Aaron doesn't always, it's not that he doesn't agree with me, but he's like, I don't have time for that. We're running a business. Is that, well, this is like my gift to the world. If we can like teach people how to communicate and how to engage with each other when we're different from each other, then they're going to go out and they're going to be better people in the city we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that I'm a hippie, but...
You've some hippie values for sure. But yeah, that's very true though.
Yeah, so you should teach restorative techniques.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the three fires and you're done. Whoever came up with that idea.
What? Say that?
Like people think, not three fires, three warnings or three write-ups.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Like the rule of three.
Oh, and you're done. I think you said three fires in the den.
No, I
write that down because we've just been talking about how funny it will be to just start a podcast
we can use videos. AI.
AI.
Three fires in a den. I'm sending that.
Don can't hear. He's got horrible tinnitus. Neither can
Aaron, but that's because I love you, Aaron.
So they're always mishearing things, and we thought it would be really funny if they just put it together, like when they just hear weird random things, and we've been jotting down because the four of us have been together a lot the last couple days when they keep mishearing things. We're like, well, that's going to be funny. Some of them are really inappropriate, so we won't read them now. Three fires in a den.
Three fires in a den could be a good one.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know that analogy.
All right, here, for everybody out there that's hesitant to try ChatGPT.
Yeah.
go type in Three Fires in a Den and mm-hmm. see what happens.
It's so cool.
I am not sponsored by ChatGPT, though I would accept a sponsorship right. from ChatGPT. And if ChatGPT wants to sponsor our podcast, mm-hmm. we can incorporate
all the chatting, all the GPTs, which I looked that up too.
It's something that starts yeah. with a G, a P, and a T.
Yeah, generated is the G. I
technology think.
Probably that makes sense. That's a good context clue.
Generated performance technology.
That's what we're calling
perforated.
It. Perforated.
Pleasant.
Something like that. Unimportant right now. I think we just lost our sponsorship opportunity.
Think about it, ChatGPT. Right. Just think about it. We're amazing. We'll mm-hmm. talk about you.
Yeah, we'll talk about it all the time. Yeah, I don't want to get too back into that, but I'm still amazed by what I saw them do today.
Yeah.
Like, really cool stuff. Well, when talking about interviews, and I don't think it would necessarily work for the interview style that we do, but they will put in, find all the information about Kelly Metris. And it will literally go through and find all the information. Now, what it won't do is do anything before September of 2021. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. I don't know if that's when,
is that when it was like AI born? Was
created. But there is a plugin that you can add. It's like World Player or something. And that will get you, or Web Player. Web pilot.
My life was so much more boring post 2021 right. than pre 2021.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Well, I think I did a lot of interviews in 2020, so I think I yeah. would be findable.
Yeah, because 2021 would still be post 2020.
Right.
So all the stuff you did during COVID wouldn't show up.
Yeah, no, everything before. It'll find everything before. I don't know if after. I misspoke. Yeah, so everything maybe before. Anything after
maybe it's
September 21. Shut up. Anything before September 2021 shows up. Anything after does not, unless you have this plugin. So you can do that, and then you can say generate interview questions. So I think this is more for people that you don't know, where we typically know at least on some level personally the people that we interview currently, if not for the future, who knows. But it'll literally come up with all of your questions. And then you can tell it to come up with all of your social media posts, all of your blog. It's just
nice.
It's nice. I feel like it takes away a little of the personal aspect, but we're still putting in the prompts. We're right. still, you know, but it's a time saver. And if we can
tweak it.
Yeah, it's all tweakable.
And we both have brain issues. Like right. You go to like say things and we're like, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing when you write them. Mm-hmm. So if something could write it concisely, and then you can pick and choose or like right. switch things around. And
yeah. And another thing you can do, you can go to, and I haven't really gotten too involved with our Apple analytics and stuff, but you can go into Apple Podcasts and have them come up with all of your data. And it's literally just like you have a like computer from the 80s. It's just lines of text and code.
Yeah.
And then you could just literally copy it and plug it in and say, you know, decipher this and give me the top three, whatever. Shit. And it will go through and do that. At least that's what this Frenchman
did. I don't know. Is the Frenchman just, were you just swooning? Was he cute?
I mean, not necessarily my type. I think he was.
But was he attractive?
Generally attractive. Yeah. But that.
Yeah. So no matter if it's your type or not, right? Generally attractive and the yeah. French accent yep. and talking about things that could make your life easier.
I know. Right. Ooh, sorry, Dan.
That's like stalkable.
It's totally stalkable. But I was like, this is something. This is definitely something to look into. If we can save our time and then we can get more episodes out.
What did Megan Mills just say? To buy back our time?
Mm-hmm. We do have to buy back our time. And that's one way we can do it. And then we can interview more people. Yep. And then we can have more episodes and we can take over the world.
I don't want to take over the world.
Take over the world that we want, part of the world we want to take over.
Because there's like a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't want to take over the world.
And like a lot of nonsense.
But I think we could, which is really the important thing.
Oh, yeah. I think mm-hmm. that if we did, it'd be amazing.
Right.
But I don't know that I want all that.
No, that's really not buying back your time.
Tired.
That's the opposite of buying back your time.
Of course, being up in the mountains is not helping my tiredness.
It's no joke.
Yeah.
It's no joke.
I have peed. So I learned. Off topic. You pee more in the mountains.
Really?
In the high elevations.
Well, I feel like here I pee more because I drink constantly because it is so yeah. effing dry up here.
So your body in the higher elevations, your blood has to pump more
okay.
often to get the oxygen through your body. because of the elevation.
All right.
So your kidneys notice that and get rid of the water in your blood. So more oxygen is in each pump. So there's more red blood cells per droplet,
mm-hmm.
for science-y terms. Right? So there's more red blood cells carrying the oxygen through your body. So your kidneys actually get rid of all the water.
Huh.
So you're A, more dehydrated because you're in the elevation, but also because you're peeing more and sweating more to get the water out so that your blood can get oxygen to your body.
Interesting.
Right?
Fucking
kids science museums, man. No,
that's right. But you like where you learn that? I love it. Oh, that's wonderful.
I was like, oh, I'm so smart now.
Yeah.
I went
to
a science museum.
You did.
Yeah. And now you're smarty pants.
I don't know. I thought it was just because the intense wind is
like
making me so dry.
And dizzy. I can't,
oh my God.
I'm starting to feel a little less dizzy, but the first couple of days I was like.
Yeah, and you went up to the top of that mountain, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was intense. I couldn't climb the last of it.
Yeah.
I was like, nope. I was like, I'm going to fall over between the wind and my dizziness. And
well, even at Red Rocks, I was like, I'm up to it. I think just because what you're looking down, I'm like, this is how do you see a show? A, how do you see a show? How do you see a show and drink? Not only because it makes you dizzy and then having to use the bathroom and get up and down those stairs. And B, like, I see, like, videos of people dancing. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It's like this.
You are so high.
It's so high.
No. Like, they are so high.
Oh, they're so
to think that they should be dancing.
Right. They're so high. They feel like they could. But it was pretty impressive when we were walking and we were getting tired. I'm like, I don't want to go any further. And, like, people are, like, jumping with, like, the bands around their legs.
All the trainers.
There was so much going on. And, like, there were just people of limited accessibility doing amazing things, and I was like,
I could go up a couple more flights of steps
and get them to the top.
Yeah, there were people riding their bikes to the top of the mountain. It was 14,000 miles. Yeah, 14,000 14,000 feet. See, with the brain stuff, I need ChatGPT to just like inject itself.
That's not
14,000 feet above sea level, and they're riding bikes. And then I was like, how the hell do you get back down?
Because
I could barely keep the car under speed. Like, how do you ride a bike back down that mountain?
I don't even know. And not be dizzy.
Or like die. It's a cliff.
Right. I don't know. I think we might try it Thursday.
Yeah, you're going to drive about that?
I might.
Yeah, and if you can go at night, it's apparently.
That's what Aaron said.
If you can drive at night, I don't know. I wouldn't want to drive it at night. But it doesn't close. And apparently, again, I learned some sciencey stuff. The ranger said the atmosphere is thinner when you're that high up, so you can see even more stars than if you were just in a mountain in Colorado. And from the top, you could see the whole state. So I am not sponsored by this
the state of Colorado,
but I can be. And
it's, yeah, let's do that. All right, well, maybe we'll go. Maybe we'll make Kaylin babysit again, and we can all go up for an evening
and
drive.
Check out the stars.
Yeah.
It's a scary drive.
I'm sure. Don can do it. Don't let him drive. It'll be scary.
I have to do it because I get too anxious when other people drive. Mm-hmm. And if I'm driving, it distracts me from being anxious.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because I have to focus on not dying.
Right. That's an excellent point.
How do you deal with your anxiety, bossies?
Oh my God, are we getting on this topic?
I mean, why not?
I you know
myself.
What? We talked about that. I feel like the last little video we did, because I was going to do the breath and meditation class on the beach.
Did you do that with Shanna?
No, because it was supposed to pour and it did not rain at all. And I think both of us were upset, but she ended up canceling it because when you have a class, you have people driving and you sometimes have to make those decisions ahead of time. So she canceled it. And I was like, oh man, I was like, just ready to like practice some meditation and really, really trying to relax. I mean, I think there's wonderful medication out there and I'm all for that if that's what you need. I am trying to not take any more medication because I have to take so much for my head after my fall and I don't really want to be introducing too much more, but I need something to level me out sometimes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
During COVID, it was the first time I ever did meditations, and that's when Imani was doing them through True Yoga virtually.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just, it was like a half an hour, like once a week, and I would just pop in and just like lay on the floor, and she would talk, meditate you.
She called me sometimes just to do that.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's a hero.
Yes, yeah, so I haven't done Shanna's. I want to, and on the beach sounded amazing.
Right. Well, we'll get back. There might be still some time. Or we just go to the beach and just sit and listen to the water. I find that, like, noise is something that I've gotten really, really into. And green noise, all the pink noise, brown noise. There's a lot of different noise colors, and they all have their own thing that they do.
Can you tell me more?
Probably, but can't think about it right now.
Okay. I have to research something.
I have this little fan, and it's... I wish Don was around. It's like green, maybe it's green noise, noise. I don't know. But it's like all like fan levels. So it's like a certain level.
So it's not just like
of,
white noise? Of like that, like.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole like rainbow of noises.
Oh, nice. So I do love being outside, like when you can't hear the world.
Right.
And it's just so quiet. Mm-hmm. And you hear like birds and leaves crunching. Yeah. And
middle of a forest or sitting right next to the water are two of the most peaceful things to me. Just makes me feel very like, what can go wrong? I'm by the water. I'm in the middle of a forest.
What can go wrong?
Yeah. And both places I'm pretty unavailable because there's really bad reception in both of those areas usually. And nobody can call me with panic calls from work. And I can really just shut down.
Speaking of meditating, did you achieve your
not yet.
I still that you promised you were gonna do.
I know, and I'm gonna see my therapist next week. Yeah, so I have not really had a lot of time since my father died to process some of those feelings. And I was talking to my therapist. She's like, so do we just need to schedule your grief? And I was like, well, yeah,
welcome
maybe
to
I do.
Ownership.
Yes, maybe I do because I want to give it the time that it needs. So I haven't really
you
had.
You said the first thing you were going to do when got here.
I know. Why do you got to remember stuff so well?
I can't remember my own shit, but I can remember other people's.
Right. I had some time right before we left, some downtime and some opportunity to have some long conversations with Don, which was really helpful. To kind of process some new feelings that were coming up. So my dad was a wonderful person, wonderful man, wonderful father. But like anyone, he had flaws. And there are some takeaways from my growing up and things that he taught me that weren't terribly healthy about who I was and who I could be. He just all wanted so much for the best for us that sometimes went a little overboard. So to me, took on, like, I will never be successful because there's no way I will ever achieve what he's achieved. And then he passed quite quickly, and none of that was all gone. I was like, just all the wonderful memories, and it was so wonderful. And then something came up, and it brought back some of those other feelings, and I was like, I don't want to be mad. I don't want to not have a bad feeling.
Right.
But there's place for both. So there was something that had happened, and I was like, huh. And it was that weird dichotomy, like, I don't want to feel this, but I'm feeling it, and what do I do? So I have had some processing about. No, I haven't done it yet. Yeah, so something I still have to spend some time with myself and do. But there was a really wonderful moment before we left that I got to kind of say some things out loud that I needed to.
That's awesome. See, maybe you didn't need the mountains.
Maybe I didn't.
That's happy. Didn't.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Thank you. It makes me happy, too. Because grief sucks.
I can't imagine.
Grief sucks. Loss sucks. There's still times where I'm like, I don't even know that that was real. Did that happen? But
yeah,
we won't go into that too much because I'm not going to cry. Wow. You know, when they said 50 minutes, I was like, well, that's a really long time.
I know, but I could talk to you for like hours. We talked, so things we talked about that are business related aside from conference stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about meditation. We talked about using AI. We talked about handling grief.
Management. Letting go of some things. Buying back your time. We actually covered quite a bit today. You guys are very lucky to be listening to this very special Blossom.
Blossom?
That's what I always think. Like, so be careful. Like, very special episode of Getting Real with Bossy, where we just hit it all.
A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Today's just getting with Bossy. We're just getting with Bossy.
Oh, it's Aaron. Well, let him know. I typo, so his tag says getting with Bossy.
Yeah.
So he's like, getting with Bossy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a good time. This has been a good experience. At the orientation, one of the women was like, you don't have to go to all the sessions. Like, the beauty happens in the networking. And last night, I did a little bit, and then the four of us just end up sitting together, which I'm like, it's probably going to happen. And then I was like, should that have happened? Like, but we need that too.
Yeah.
And I don't need to necessarily make a ton of podcaster friends right now because that's not my goal. But today I did kind of see some of the people from the original times the original orientation. I was like, hey, friend. Like,
yeah.
What's going on? And I do, like, I keep seeing people like, oh, my God, how have you been? It's been a year. I'm like, this is a thing that people do every year.
Yeah.
And I think as we grow this and grow our next podcast and whatever else we do, I think this is something I want to continue coming to.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things I want to do in Denver still. Although I heard there's, like, an LA one maybe next year.
I think it said Washington. I was looking through the flyers this morning. DC, right. Which is drivable.
Yeah. Which is great. Nice. So maybe it's Washington, D.C. and L.A.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't really
know. I have a hard time with networking with groups this big because I don't, at this stage, I'm not looking to see necessarily what everybody else is doing.
Right.
I'm looking to see what we need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And then it's like at the restaurant, right? Like, I don't necessarily want to know what everybody else is doing. I want to look at what I'm doing and see where it's wrong and how I got to fix it.
Right.
And then I want to network with the people who are going to help me do that. But it's really hard when it's so crowded and loud and, mm-hmm. and busy to pinpoint because you have these tiny little tags.
Right.
And I'm like, well, what do you do? Like,
right.
You know, and it's like, do you line up with what we're doing?
Right. And they're just the titles. So you have no idea necessarily right. what they're doing.
They could be an action adventure. It right. could be a kid's podcast. Like, it could be anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, do I really, like, how do I pick and choose who to talk to? So I decided we need outfits.
Okay.
We need, like, flamboyant and sweatshirts for the next thing that's inside sure. because yeah. I keep trying to not wear my right. sweater and I know. I'm freezing. Yeah. We gotta be like, this is who we are. Come talk to us.
Right. Because I think that's one of the things they keep talking about. Align yourself with other people that are doing the same thing as you do. Sponsor their podcast.
Right.
Like, that's the best way to get more listeners is by being on podcasts where people are listening the same thing. So, and I think that's kind of where the brain dates thing. So they have this thing called brain dates where you can kind of set up these small groups where you can be like, this group, I want to meet with other small business professionals or people who are supporting small businesses or consultants. And those are the people we kind of want to align with.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe color, we can color code like in camp, like all the small businesses are purple.
Yeah.
All the, I don't even know, salespeople are, I don't know, there's so many. I don't even know because there's so many podcasts.
Genres
and just themes that people, so bizarre. So many amazing things.
You can literally do a podcast about anything.
Anything. Just anything, which is pretty incredible.
There's a chicken who befriends a 65-year-old ADHD rooster. Kitten.
Yeah. Yesterday she had kitten pants on. Today she's got rooster socks. They're pretty amazing. Yeah, she came over and I was like,
panda socks. Maybe we should write a panda.
We do. We should.
Panda socks.
Well, I think there's, you know, this whole scripted podcast thing is something so exciting. And we came up with some really neat ideas over drinks last night of some fun ideas. So I think there's a lot of neat things you can do with podcasts. And
yeah.
I think it's a growing medium. And judging from what I heard and what people are doing, these kids these days, this is what they're doing. They're listening. They're listening to stuff, and they're not just watching TikTok videos.
10 years ago,
videos.
They were watching people play video games.
Right.
So it's really not that mm-hmm. far of a jump.
Right.
To, like, listen to people tell stories or talk mm-hmm. about their lives or...
Right. Yeah, and it's not as big. I thought, like, there's been this huge burst of, oh, I hear everybody has podcasts, but there's only, like, over 400,000 active podcasts in like, Apple Podcasts right now, which I guess is what everything's judged by because the world is ran by Apple.
Apple and Google.
Yeah, Apple and Google.
Okay,
yeah, so there's not that many out there. Oh, my God. We're almost done.
We are almost done.
55 seconds left. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us ramble. We hope mm-hmm. that you picked up some things.
Right.
Join us in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely tell us some of your tips and tricks on our randomness, mm-hmm. whether it's on meditation techniques, colorful noise, AI, ChatGPT, mm-hmm. Paramount hiring us, mm-hmm. restorative management.
Follow us. Be bold.
Be brave.
Be the boss.
BossyRock.com. ROC. We did it.
Live it, love it, lime it with Selena's Mexican Restaurant at the Village Gate. Come for the food, stay for the fun. Become a part of Selena's family. Selena's offers daily specials, happy hour at the bar, and catering, plus dietary menus for celiac, vegan, and vegetarian guests. Find out more at Selena's.com, S-A-L-E-N-A-S.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Bush, and I own Marshall Street Bar and Grill. Whether you're out celebrating with friends or looking for a catered event, Marshall Street is your number one choice. With board games, pool, darts, pinball, and 3 large screen projectors, you'll never run out of things to do. Check out our huge menu with over 60 items, including vegan and vegetarian food, 18 taps, unique spirits, and great daily specials. We've got something for everyone. Come see old friends or make new ones at Marshall Street Bar and Grill. You always have a home at Marshall Street.